Well, as Jill and Jeremy point out, there's still plenty of brick-and-mortar stores standing, and retailers are always looking for new ways to help them make a sale. In an article in The Atlantic, senior associate editor Eleanor Smith delves into the science behind the sale, looking at 13 different studies about what retailers do to increase the chances that you will open your wallets, particularly during the holiday season. Eleanor, let's start with one of the studies that surprised me most. It found that consumers are more likely to buy high-end items when salespeople treat them rudely. I mean, really?
I was surprised by that as well. One study found that rude sales clerks who work at luxury stores caused customers with low self-confidence to spend more and in the short term to actually feel more positively toward the brand. People just want to feel like they belong to social groups that affirm their self-concept. So if they are rejected by a person representing the brand that they would like to be affiliated with, then consuming that brand may make them feel accepted, at least in the short term.
So there may actually be a method to the madness if Rodeo Drive sales associates are being rude to people who come in, acting as if they can't afford it. That actually gets people to open up their wallets to prove
right.
them wrong.
Yeah, I don't know if any stores are actually coaching their workforces to be rude, but it was a surprising finding. And again, customers with low self-confidence, if they're trying on, say, a dress and simultaneously see another customer that they perceive to be more attractive than themselves wearing that same dress, the customer will feel badly about themselves in comparison and might be less inclined to purchase it.
So how can retailers control for that?
They would just be smart to put individual mirrors in each dressing room so that their customers don't have to walk out and all share the room and potentially see someone else wearing what they are trying on.
So avoiding communal trying rooms, which we know of from some of the discount stores. There's also the smell factor. Tell us what studies say about the connection between how a store smells and whether customers are going to open their wallets.
Right. Well, one topic that has been thoroughly studied is atmospherics. And it's been well established that stores that are jammed with merchandise make people feel claustrophobic, mm-hmm. while those that are bare can make people feel agoraphobic. And so this one study found that stores could actually counteract customers' anxiety by piping in the appropriate scent. So say a cluttered store might light a seashore-scented candle to evoke spaciousness, or maybe a big box store could make customers feel cozy by piping in the scent of firewood.
Well, what doesn't surprise people that much, I think, is that prices are probably initially set artificially high so that retailers can mark them down. You know, I would think that everybody knows this, but somehow this still works to see $100 and then it's marked down to $19.99.
Right. That's something called price anchoring. Everyone likes a bargain, so stores can create the illusion of a deal by slashing the original price, whether or not that actually was the original price.
So people fall for it no matter what, even though it should be obvious.
Right. So if you see a scarf on sale for $200, that's a really expensive scarf. But if you can see that it was originally priced at $400, all of a sudden that $200 seems comparatively reasonable and a good deal.
Okay. And everybody loves a deal. We know this.
Right.
What about the temperature? How does that affect our willingness to buy things?
Well, one study found that cooler temperatures indoors lead to a more emotional style of decision making, while warmth contributes to a more analytical approach. So shoppers may want to dress in layers when visiting a high-end store.
Because if you're too cool, you might actually just do some impulse shopping, and it's better
right.
to be warmer.
Yes, that's right.
Tell us about music. We've talked about smell and pricing and temperature. What about the music must have some effect on people's shopping habits?
Right. It turns out there's a big effect on shopping habits with music. One study showed that the right background music can lead to customers losing track of time. And another found that popular music leads to impulsive purchasing decisions, and lesser-known background music leads to focused shoppers.
So if your store plays top 40, you can count on people emptying out their wallets. If you're playing sort of alternative rock or unknown music, then the customers are going to be, you know, more thinking about the music, less thinking about the purchases?
They might be less paying attention to the music and more carefully processing information that the store is trying to convey like promotions.
All right. So what is your takeaway for us? Now we're going into the holiday season. How do you stop us all from making that horrendous purchase that we're going to regret of the hideous sweater that we'll wear once and never want to look at again?
The best advice could be to just be aware of your surroundings, maybe dress in layers, bring your headphones, have confidence, and stick to your shopping list.
All right. That's senior associate editor of The Atlantic, Eleanor Smith, delving into the science behind every sale. Thanks so much, Eleanor.
Thanks for having me.
Well, if you've set foot in a mall since Thanksgiving, you may recognize this Christmas music. This is Here and Now.